You're back with us at GoldSeek.com Radio. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gata.org.
Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris.
How's New Orleans today?
Good. The weather's here fantastic. Brian London does a great job of getting a lot of prominent people, good speakers. After I get my work done, hope to get them to listen to some.
You had mentioned before the show the rally in U.S. equities.
Just laugh because, from a Gata standpoint, many of our followers that we'd be ahead of the election that the stock market would be dead and the same thing gold and silver once they put it in their place. And sure enough, I've been talking for a long time, having fun with it, about 18,200 being what they're shooting for, comfortably above the psychologically important 18,000 level. And yesterday I get back after being at the conference, and it's 18,199.3. I just got a big smile out of it.
Yeah, it's really something. Well, equities obviously on the mind of all investors, but also precious metals. We've had a little bit of trouble here in recent weeks. 2016, one of the best years on record and one of the most explosive rallies of all time for the precious metals. Can you help investors understand that this is likely just a pause on the way to higher prices?
Well, I surely think so. And again, I think we thought we'd have to wait till after the election. And that's the way it's playing out. And I don't think that's any, brilliant notion, especially when we realize the markets are rigged, but that's the way it is. But yeah, we had a really good move, and as markets do, they've corrected a lot of that move, and the shares have got beat up pretty good in the process. But they are so undervalued, and gold and silver are at artificially low prices, and the shares just have a long, long way to go. And I think once we get this election over with, we'll be off to the races again.
Clearly, investors are waiting to see what will happen. How much unrest might there be following November 8, I guess, is when they wrap it all up. There's other important events on the horizon. Obviously, we have an impending rate hike in December. That looks like it's going to be the last FOMC increase, at least for the next year or so. Do you agree that once we have that out of the way, investors probably will turn their focus back to, the economic situation?
Well, last year, after the rate hike, it wasn't too long. It took a little while, but then gold and silver took off. And yes, I agree with you, it should take off again. And for me, though, what we're talking about, a 0.25% rate rise? I mean, compare where interest rates are to where they were over the last decade or two. I mean, so what? I mean, it's just... And yet, because of the way things are, it's focused on it, and I understand why. But, come on. I mean, it's they're nothing, and it certainly shouldn't affect gold and silver, markets. I mean, look at one of the biggest move we had, one of all time, was percentage-wise, was in 79 and 80. And what were interest rates then? 10, 15, 18%?
Investors, it's their psychology. They're not always thinking rationally, and most folks are so heavily weighted in paper assets. It really does impact their bottom line because suddenly, their dividends might be worth a bit less and their bonds are a little bit less attractive, and they're not thinking in terms of let's turn to gold. Do you see anything in 2017 that doesn't involve the elections that might be positive for the precious metals?
Well, if it's anything we talk about up front, if history is anything, it doesn't mean a thing. I mean, look at the recent commotion about Deutsche Bank. I mean, and of course it is a big deal, but it hasn't meant anything. It's the things we're not aware of that will surface, in my opinion, that will make a big deal. I mean, look, the one time that gold reacted to something that was in the public mind or talked about was Brexit. And that's because it went the other way, what very few people expected. And gold took off almost nearly $100. So it's liable to be something like that we don't see, we don't anticipate, some kind of black swan event, which surfaces because of they've tried to constrain the markets and calm them down, as we discussed for a long time now, that's liable to make a big impact on gold, and we'll just have to wait and see what that might be.
No, exactly, because, as you mentioned, some of these key events that one would expect to move the markets didn't have quite the impact or the effect that people were looking for. For instance, we had the Deutsche Bank revelation that they would pay something like $30 million in fines and fees in New York for the silver market rigging.
$38 million.
Thank you. $38 million may sound like a lot to many of our listeners, but for them, it's not even a slap on the wrist. And there's more going on here than just, the news. There really are big forces at play behind the scenes, and that's why we turn to Gata. Any other topicality today for our listeners?
Well, I mean, that's what Gata does and been doing since January of 1999, and I think the most important thing that I might bring to the table today is that for people to understand that we're at artificially low prices of probably epic proportions. And when the gold cartel is forced to retreat, which is going to happen, I think the prices are going to explode. And in my opinion, it won't be a managed retreat like it was in the first decade. It will be explosive. It'll have to do with the physical markets and a bunch of other things that coincide about the same time. So it's a great time to be looking at gold and silver and be on board and paying attention to what's going on, because right now, I mean, lately they've been putting everybody to sleep, but that's going to change and it's going to be quite exciting, so we just have to get from here to there.
You know, I think investors get impatient, but you can't really expect after a five-year down theme for prices just to completely move higher in a straight line. And I would direct our listeners back to the pre-explosive rally in 2010, where silver built momentum for nearly a year, just backing and filling around $14, $15, $16. Gold was month after month moving to record highs. We hadn't seen anything like it since the 1970s. Silver just treading water. And then suddenly, silver trebled from around $15 to north of $49 and change. So, you know, these things can build up momentum and don't always move in lockstep when the way that investors expect. But as you said, if these really are the lows or bargain opportunities, that presents, you know, great value. Anything else on your radar screen?
Well, I think that pretty much covers it, Chris, in terms of, you know, where at least I'm coming from. And they say it's going to be a lot of excitement coming down the pike. And right now, we're just treading water. People can go to Goddard.org, and Chris Powell does a great job and can get on his list. And myself, I've been at LaMetropoleCafe.com since September of 1998. People can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if it's of interest to them.
Bill Murphy, we appreciate your thoughts.
Anytime, Chris. Thank you.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank. And founding director, their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.